There's only one. Nobody's this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip-hop.
You love this life.
It's the Morning Detour on the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yes, Montreal, my city. It's Weezy Moonchaser from the Morning Detour, the premier morning show every Friday from 7 to 9 on the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM. Now, this Wednesday, we're doing a special. I'm highlighting WIBCA, the West Island Black Community Association, as they celebrate in June their 40th anniversary. So take a listen. This is WIBCA.
Look at this guy.
Montreal, my city. Y'all know how I feel about the youth and giving back. I thought I was never going to see this guy again. I thought he was going to go missing in Haiti, but, you know, he made it back. He made it back on his humanitarian efforts. We have Sven. Sven, you have so much titles, Sven. What title are you holding now?
Right now, we're just going to go with mentor.
Mentor. Yeah, but I feel like I saw you on like a Gazette or something like that. I keep seeing your name pop up everywhere. Look at this guy.
We're trying, man.
Did a feature on you last? Who did a feature on you last?
The Journal de Montréal.
That's crazy. I was like, I know that dude. Sven was in the Journal de Montréal. But one of the things that's really important to us in the Morning Detour is giving back to the community, and especially the youth. You see all the killings going on with all the kids. Now, Sven, we came up. I'm not saying, you know, we came up with an era with Columbine and Dawson and so forth. I'm not saying we didn't know guys that came up with it.
Yeah.
But it's a little bit different now where every week, you know, another kid's getting killed or shot. And, you know, most recently in Toronto, a kid killed another kid in the school.
Right.
So it's crazy. So what's dope over there at WIBCA, you have a boys program. So tell us about the boys program, you know, what it's called and what's going on.
All right. Well, two things I want to get into before we even get into that.
Yeah.
First thing is very important because, like you mentioned at Dawson, just recently I was at Dawson virtually with another professor. And while we were there, it was Professor Dr. Rutland. And we were talking about that. We were talking about, like, all the violence we see in the media.
Yeah.
And through statistics, he was able to prove that the police are actually feeding that narrative to actually escalate what we see.
Okay.
Yeah, there has been an increase in gun violence, but not as much as we think.
Well, see, that's why, you know, that's why you got to read between the lines. But most people don't even take the extra step to research. They just go by the headlines and we good.
That's it. And now let me tie it into WIBCA and this mentoring group now. So when we talked about that, we talked about what the city says they want to do about it.
Yeah.
The city, their first response is, hey, let's take $90 million and put it into the police. Let's invest in more policing because all of this gang violence going on. Mm-hmm. The majority of these shootings and stuff, they don't even actually have a suspect.
No.
You follow me? Yeah. The 50% of all these shootings, they don't even have a suspect, but they just claim that it's gang.
Yeah.
You follow me, right? So now, this does two things. The first thing that it does is it gets everyone to be in this state of fear.
Mm.
And it gets everyone to be like, well, deal with it. And this is how they come up with the narrative.
To justify it. To justify the funding, right?
Police, which will actually just put more black people in jail.
Yeah.
And does not necessarily help our community. Mm. So there's been a lot of pressure from other organizations. One of them was Posé. And basically talking about, like, look, we need to get this money back to the youth. Get to this money back to different programs. And now, when it comes to the mass mentoring program here at WIBCA, what's amazing about it is it's money that's being sent to help black youth.
Yeah.
Because black boys have different struggles that other boys do not have.
Exactly. Well, you know, they live in a different reality. And speaking back to the issue with the cops, still four times more likely than everybody else to get pulled over, and nobody addresses that.
Right.
But the police, they just got a new car.
Right.
The whole police thing, they got a new car, but they're still not addressing what's going on in the streets.
Exactly.
It's great. So talk to me about the group now. So how do you put this together? How do you even put together a program? Like, where do you start? You know, I'm going to mentor young black boys. Where does that mission start for you?
That mission starts to me because it starts from home, because I realized that I did not have a mentoring group. And I realized that the power of after-school programs that I had actually kept me from a lot of stupidity and making a lot of mistakes. You see?
Shout out to the Chalet and the Jamaican Association. But, like, in hindsight, like, now that we're adults and we're, like, in our mid-30s, like, we could look back and be like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That, you know, going there on Saturdays, going there after school really was meaningful to me. Like, playing ball at Sun Youth, it saved my life.
Oh, for sure. And this is the reason why. You said the thing, when you look back.
Yeah.
And for me, when I look back, I'm like, if I had a positive reference point, that would have helped me to navigate through the madness of life. And all of these kids, whether they be 7 or they be 17, I feel like if they could just have a positive reference point,
yeah.
And I just don't mean myself, but it's exposing them to as many powerful, successful Black businessmen,
yeah.
different walks of life, different sectors,
exactly.
And getting them to see, look, like, for example, last week we made T-shirts.
You know what I mean? Show them how to enterprise for themselves.
Exactly.
You know, you don't have to depend on somebody else. You could do it yourself.
Exactly. Now that they know how to make T-shirts, you got some of them that are like, yo, I want to sell T-shirts at school.
Yeah.
Because they see how easy it is.
So now they're entrepreneurs. Now they're enterprising.
Exactly. Just expose them to Black excellence as much as possible so they don't have to see all of these people on TV that don't look like them in all of these different positions. Because in the media, when you see Black men, it's either sports or it's music.
And even in schools too, like one of my friends, she's a teacher, she'll say the only time you see posters of Black people is in the athletics department. You won't see it in the science, you won't see it in other departments. So let the people know, how could they get their kids involved? Because a lot of kids are in the streets right now, Sven. But I know everybody can't come to WIPCA.
Yeah.
So how do people become a part of the program?
Well, it's simple. If they just visit WIPCA.org, on the section there, there's a section called Mass Eye Mentoring Group. If they look into that, there's a form. They sign the form. Once we get everything signed, they can drop by on a Saturday, and we can go from there. Saturdays at 11 a.m. to 12, we have ages 7 to 9.
Okay.
And 7 to 11. And then from 1 to 2 o'clock, we have from 12 all the way to 14.
That's beautiful. So I got two last questions for you.
Yeah.
Because I know you're poetic. What's the meaning behind Maasai?
Maasai.
Yeah.
Well, Maasai, because in Kenya, there's a group, there's a tribe of warriors called Maasai Warriors, right?
Right.
And I love their story because for you to be a Maasai warrior, you actually have to kill a lion.
That's crazy. I knew there was a story.
Yeah.
I knew there was a story.
You got to kill
So they're really killing lions, grown lions.
Yeah, fully grown lions. But now, because of the fact that lions are in danger, I love what they switched it to. For you to become a Maasai warrior now, you have to get a bachelor's degree.
That's dope. See, this is why we do the show.
Yeah.
You got to bring your sons, man. Get these boys off the streets. Before I let you go, how do you like your experience at WIPCA so far? I think this is like your first go-around with WIPCA.
Yeah.
So how have you been liking it so far?
Man, to be quite honest with you, just the history behind WIPCA, to turn the key and to know that this is something that was created for us, by us, as a solution to everything that's going on in the neighborhood, I feel like it's an honor just to have a key here.
Yeah.
I feel blessed. I feel like there's a weight behind this key. You know, I've dealt with WIPCA way in the past under the leadership of Okwesi and some other people.
Okay.
And he had me come here, do some Black history stuff, but I never knew that I would be coming back to this place. And it's like what you say, it's like a full circle.
Yeah.
And I love my experience. I'm learning a lot from the community. As you know, I'm more of an East Side person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So you know what I mean? So now you cover the whole city now.
Yeah,
you,
I'm in the Southwest with Union United here.
No, that's beautiful.
So
man,
I'm really blessed, man. Really blessed.
Listen, man, I say it all the time. We always need more brothers doing the good work, man.
Yeah.
You know, to whom much is given, much is expected. Sven, let the people know one more time where to send their boys. Cause I know a lot of parents like, I'm gonna send all the boys to Sven. You guys must have a cap over here at WIPCA.
Well, right now because of COVID, you know, numbers decreased because of different things, and you know, when activity started to pick up, different kids got into sports.
Yeah.
But tell them to apply. When we reach that cap, they'll know. That's how I see it. As much the most amount of boys that we can get in the group, the better.
No, for sure. Give the people the website one more time.
So you can go to WIPCA.org, and we need funding. Send funding over. We have different programs here.
Yeah.
You follow me, we have a lot of programs that you're going to learn about in a few. Support. If you're a Black man and you do something that's great, you love what you do for work, come here. I'd love to have you come by. Talk to us.
Yeah,
follow
me. Talk to the kids, man. You know,
exactly.
Give them something to hope for. Sven, it's always a pleasure having you on, man. This is my guy.
Oh, man, much love.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Faced with sickle cell anemia, the solution is in our blood. It's a matter of genetics. The more people from the Black communities who give blood, the better our chances to find compatible donors to help those affected by this disease. Faced with sickle cell anemia, we can't leave anyone behind. We have to donate. So don't wait. Book an appointment today at hemequebec.qc.ca because giving is in our blood.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
No, I'm going to warm you up. I'm going to warm you up. Well, Montreal, my city, a lot of people don't know. I love my black seniors. I'm not from the West Island. I got family who's in the West Island. And let me tell you guys, one of the hardest working people in the West Island is Doreen. Doreen is the coordinator of the seniors of WIPCA, West Island Black Community Association. Let me tell you, her job is not easy. They have welcomed my mom into their senior serve, even though we live in Côte des Neiges. And let me tell you, it's been a beautiful experience. Yes. You guys are a real, real fun group of ladies, willing to learn, eager to learn. And I love the personalities. I really, really love the personalities. And for you to be the coordinator and managing all these personalities, you must have a very, very, very special heart. Because there's some characters.
The thing is, I love everyone. I love everyone.
No, you can't love everybody, Dory.
Yeah, I do. I really do. You know, and I enjoy working with everyone. Each person has their own characters. And it's so much fun.
Yeah.
It really is a lot of fun to work with all these seniors. And especially when we have this, you know, as you know, WIPCA give us a lot.
Yeah.
They give us a computer class, which is...
Yeah, senior surf, yeah.
Senior surf, and we really have a lot of fun with that. Of course, we have the exercise classes, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, so we do have SOCA, so we're really kept very busy, the seniors. We're really kept very busy, and in the beginning, it was just, let's say, WIPCA senior committee, which was about maybe 15, 16 of us on the committee, we work together. But since the pandemic, you know, we says, well, do you know a friend? Do you have a friend? And so each one had a friend and all these friends. And now I think 90% of these people are all WIPCA members.
Yeah. Well, you got to become a member, you know. You know, one hand helps the other, right?
Right. And they started out that they didn't have to be a member.
Yes.
It's just a friend of a friend. Eventually, WIPCA coaxed them into being a member.
And don't forget how cheap it is.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. It's very cheap.
Expense.
Yeah, that's the matron, Elizabeth. But we'll get to Elizabeth in a second. Elizabeth really runs the show.
And for the seniors, it's not really about the money, but it's about they didn't want to have any responsibilities. Because when we get to a certain age, we don't want to hear bake a cake or
Yeah.
We don't want to do anything. We just want to have fun.
Mm.
So now they know, yes, you join and you don't have to do it. Because when I ask them, do you want to become a member? They'll often say, so Doreen, do I have to do anything?
Yeah, they don't want to do nothing.
You have to do nothing. Nothing. Just become a member because we need membership.
Yeah.
And they enjoy that. And we're having a lot of fun with the seniors.
Okay, so speaking about fun, let us know some of the programs. So I know Senior Surf. I know you guys have the workout. You guys have had bingo nights.
Yes.
You guys have had movie nights as well. It's a whole thing. So, you know, so give us a taste. Give us a taste.
With the, you know, especially last winter, what they would do is they would offer the seniors a meal maybe once or twice a month.
Mm-hmm.
And then we could have a meal and a movie. So we have dinner and a movie.
Yeah.
Or dinner and bingo. And we all got very excited. Oh, yeah, it's coming this week. What did you order? Did you receive yours yet? Oh, no, I didn't. Oh, Doreen, yeah, I got mine. Yours, you know, and it's all this camaraderie that we have with the seniors.
Mm-hmm.
And we really look forward to having all this. And, of course, we couldn't do it without knowing how to work on the computer. So that's where Shayna comes in.
Yeah, with the senior service.
She
yeah.
is fantastic.
Super patient. I couldn't do it.
And believe me, she has people that don't even know what a keyboard is like.
Yeah.
So they have to start from there. And any question you ask, she never make you feel like, oh, yeah. No.
No.
She welcomes a question regardless. I see this mark on my keyboard. What do I do with it? As simple as that.
Yeah.
She's there for us. We're really enjoying the senior surf, and I hope it continues for a long time.
No, I hope so, too. Like, for me personally, I think the senior surf is one of the best programs in the city.
It is. You know, I know, and I know your mom.
Yeah.
And she would be saying, Ian...
She can't do nothing. See, for selfish reasons, I like the senior surf because I don't have the patience to show her. So I gladly made her a member because I don't have the patience. And God bless Shayna because I couldn't do it. And then you guys, and shout to Derek. Derek is one of the only black men in the group.
He's the only man in the group.
Yeah, over a year and a half, Derek is still in there.
And he's brave because he'll ask a question that we want to know. Because Shayna will say, "You understand?"
It's true.
And then you hear silence and we say, "Yeah." And he said, "No, I don't understand." Repeat it. I said, in the meantime, we're learning.
No, it's a really good program. But for you guys, Doreen, now that you know, it's looking like we're kind of going to a level of normalcy, you know, with some of the restrictions being pulled back in mid-March, what would you like to do with the seniors and the program moving into the summer?
Well, I don't know for this year. It depends how things goes. But for now, the programs, I'd like to keep the programs, especially the senior surf and the exercise classes.
When you guys do the exercise class?
Right now it's on Fridays. We have soca.
Yeah, I'm trying to get my mom in. That was virtual, right?
Yeah, all virtual.
So everybody puts on their camera and they clear out space?
You don't have to put on the camera if you don't want.
No.
Elizabeth, you're in that program too?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Everybody staying fit, connected?
Yes, especially right now we have this tutor, Audley. Mm. And Audley talks a lot. He says, "Doreen, I don't see you moving there." You know, he talks all that. So I would like it to continue because I think it's very good for us seniors. Because there are seniors who, they have no contact, no family around. The kids are all moved away or whatever. And by just having this, they look forward to, today is that. We get into the class and sometimes Shayna can't start because we start talking. You know, Derek would say to me, "Oh, I know how to do online banking now." You know, so we have this camaraderie which I think is very good and we really look forward. I hope it could continue for a while. Also the exercise because we're home.
Yeah.
We're not going anywhere. We're not even walking. We're not going to the mall. There's no seats in the mall anymore.
Exactly.
You can't even go there.
So, you know, at least you guys are staying fit. You guys are staying connected.
We're staying fit. I would like to have more, let's say, sessions for the seniors. Different information sessions. Because before we used to have that. We used to have information sessions where we have somebody come in and give us a talk. I would like to have that.
Okay.
Since, you know, we can't really go anywhere yet. Eventually we might be able to go on a tour somewhere. But right now we have to be taking virtual tours. We can't.
But I'll tell the city of Montreal, if the president, Joan, will ever allow it, they have to record you guys' bingo night. You guys are a hoot. It's an amazing vibe to see the seniors together. How you guys interact with each other is a beautiful thing, man.
So
let's get down to the meats and potatoes. How can people join? You know, how can they sign up? Is there room? Do they have to be from the West Island?
No,
what's going on?
No. And you don't have to be living on the West Island to become a member because we have members. We have Longueuil. We have Chattagee, LaSalle, Lachine, members from all over. Especially because it's virtual, so they don't really have to come.
Okay.
So we have had a lot of members from all over. And you just have to go on the website if you know how to go.
Or you can hit up Shayna.
Well, you know.
And join Senior Surf.
Shayna made it kind of easy for us. Now we have a new website and she made it quite simple. And you can... she goes like, "Press this button." Then you press that. Yeah. But you know, that's how simple she makes it.
No, she's good. Yeah, she's good.
She's very good. So, you know, if you want to become a member of WIPCA, we welcome you.
Yeah.
Especially in the senior group.
So get on the website. You know, we keep plugging the website.
www.wipca.org.
I think you put an extra W.
I know. I bet Shayna would get that. Okay, Shayna.
There's too much W's in there. Listen, you're still better than my mom, because my mom can't even do a text message, so it's madness in my house.
I have a friend, she's on, and she always scrambling, and eventually she learned to send an email. So she sent an email to me. I said, "I had to phone her. Did you send me that?" She says, "Yeah," and she sent Shayna an email. Shayna could not believe that this lady knows how to send an email.
I'm a few years away from that with my mom. Email? No.
So, you know, we are really learning a lot as we go along. She's really good. It's I don't know how to say it. My brother, he has never met her. He's only seen her on it. And he would always say, I told him one day, Shane is coming to my house. We're going to have a one-on-one with something. He says, tell me which day she's coming, because I'm coming over, because I need to meet Shana. Mm-hmm. And he's always asking me, when is Shana's birthday? What are you going to do for Shana's birthday?
Yeah, everybody's always wondering for Shana's birthday. Now, for me, how I was introduced to the West Island Black Community Association, I always knew it as Elizabeth being the backbone of WIPCA.
Right.
That's how I was introduced to WIPCA. That's how I know WIPCA as. When I think about WIPCA, I think about Elizabeth first.
Yeah.
Listen, I urge everybody in the city to meet Elizabeth at least once in their life. Talk about a big personality, down to earth. Elizabeth, take the stage now. Take the stage. You've been a part of WIPCA for how many years now?
Oh, for goodness sake. I knew the formation of the organization. I worked at St. Mary's all these years, and so people from the West Island who worked there talked about it.
Yeah.
And at that time, one of my co-workers, she's passed on, she said that she wasn't joining WIPCA because she did not like the name. Everybody has a problem with the West Island Black Community Association. And not only them people, we people too.
Yeah.
Understand why I put that word there. And I remember one of our founding members, when was asked that question, said, when you go and change the Jewish general name, and this Chinese association name, then we would take all black.
Yeah, no, that's true.
You understand?
That's true, yeah.
So anyway, I was more a visitor when they had their occasions. Mm. And they used to have a lot of things, fundraising and so on. So I would always visit, and then I moved up here. And then got involved because my friends were involved. That is how you get involved.
Yeah.
My friends were involved. And so I started off being, believe it or not, being a cleaner. I cleaned the floors, I washed the bathrooms, I took out the garbage.
you can't buy those stories. I would have never known that. So you started in the basement, you started in the mailroom. Okay,
right?
Okay.
You understand me? And when Stanley got very ill, he gave me the keys, and then I continued.
Mm.
And when one of the other members' husband heard that I was not only putting out the garbage, but coming in to put out the garbage, and he lived around the corner, so then he took out the garbage. So I was relieved of that. Erica's husband.
Yeah.
You know. And then there was the day camp, and I got involved in that because with Margaret I was counselor.
Mm-hmm.
And we started seeing a lot of young people come in, and one of our best counselor was one of our worst camper. And his name is your cousin, Jelani.
Yeah.
And he was just so godsend. This young man, he had patience and understanding of our most difficult campers. He was a gem. But of course, they move on.
Right.
So they got better summer jobs, so they had summer programs and so on. So we had quite a few of those that went through. And always Rally, who mentored me, was one of the founders.
Mm.
That was the late Norma husband. And Margaret and I did a lot of work together. So that just continued. And this is our pride and joy.
Yeah, yeah.
As a matter of fact, when we had the open of this building, it's seen some renovations, believe it or not. This was not the original. And if you go in there, you'll see that this was the original of the original of original.
So you've seen a lot of iterations of the WIPCA building.
There used to be a staircase there, and there's still a part of a staircase.
Oh, yeah?
Down there, and there's an old bathroom, the hole that is still there.
Well, I just want y'all to know, too, you guys do own the building. You guys own your building now.
Yeah, we own the building.
Now, you know,
when this was opened, I remember, of course, the dignitaries were invited. And it was overheard by Mrs. Wright, who you should talk to Mrs. Wright if you really want the history, because she's the one that really went out and raised funds, helped raise funds and so on. Mm. And she overheard one of the counselors saying to the other one, and how much money did we give them? And she turned around and she said, not a bloody penny.
You can't beat this, yeah. Right?
But I have to tell you that Jason Penny, who is now the premier of Alberta, he did give us a grant to do renovations of the bathroom to
make it
accessible and a ramp. And to do, and so that is, we are very, very thankful that he's about the only one who actually gave us a large grant and to get those things done. And one of our contractors, I give him a plug, Desmond Telesford, he's the one that oversaw the thing. As a matter of fact, when we had a bid, someone said, you know, why take somebody from the outside to do it? And when he saw the work that Telesford was doing, he said, I cannot match that.
So there you go, problem solved.
Understand, problem solved. So those two. So it's the camaraderie of as every organization and as every family, we are going to have ups and downs.
Yeah.
And we had our share of ups and downs, mm-hmm. you know, and everything else. But somehow or the other, we keep trotting along. We have overcome it. Mm-hmm. We have and then we talk about. We have to have the fun part too, you know, Doreen. She didn't talk about our yearly annual tea party.
Yeah. I'm still trying to get an invite to this tea party, the hottest ticket in the city.
Yeah.
I drink tea too, you know what I mean? You know, like what's up?
Unfortunately, because of
COVID,
everything
slow up everything, yeah.
First it was before COVID, it was a heat wave. And then we had floods.
We had floods.
And then COVID hit. You know?
So the next time you guys could really do the high tea is going to be
high
a, it's going to be
a. Yeah, we have barbecues in the summer. Yeah, so we have barbecue in the back. Yeah. Beautiful. We have pictures of that.
And then again, you know, the seniors also help with anything that has to happen. Mm. We help.
Yeah.
Okay. We help with everything.
It's a good group of seniors. Anything to be done, if you call them and say,
yes.
okay, they're all willing to help, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I like to feel useful, you know, pushing your corner.
So let me ask you this, Elizabeth, before we back out of this. You've seen a lot of iteration of WIPCA. So how are you liking WIPCA in 2022?
I No.
Look, it's like the peanut gallery in the back here. I can't even get my questions off. This is worse than late night. God damn.
No.
Talk your things, Elizabeth. Yo, talk to them. Don't feel
my,
no way.
In my days. You see what she's doing there?
Yeah.
No, we had secretary, pen and paper.
Pen and paper, yeah.
Telephone to call. Send out flyers. The old-fashioned way, slow.
Slow.
Yeah. SLO. And then we had a young set, a modern set, headed by Kimber Mitchell.
Yeah.
And they literally, and before I go there, when food baskets, forgot about that. We were doing food baskets long before food baskets became the thing to do. We were doing our food baskets. We went around, we raised money from the Tea Party and other affairs. Okay. And we went down to another organization that is burnt off, I think they're there now, and got names of needy families. Mm-hmm. And we did our shopping. And we would come and we'd have a large table here and we filled our bag. Nobody thought of taking pictures. And at that time, it was the West Island Chronicle. Nobody called about calling the West Island Chronicle. See what we do? No, yeah. We did it. We went and we delivered. Everybody who drove brought their cars, and we delivered. Nobody thought of publicizing that.
Yeah.
So now, you look at all of these things that are going around, and say, but we did that. Yeah. But who knows? Because in this part of the world, if it ain't written, if it ain't shown on camera, it wasn't happen. Done.
Yeah, it wasn't done, yeah.
So a lot of our history was lost because we never publicized the things that we did. Mm-hmm. All right? So now come in. A little next note. We had a young person coming in, Petra Laptis, and we were having a banquet. and we had her as a facilitator. No, we had her as a coordinator. She changed that name to facilitator. Facilitator, what is that? And she did this, and she put out what she was going to do. And then she said, for publicity, go to Facebook. Facebook? We heard about Facebook. We don't want to put you on Facebook. We don't want this, we don't want that. So poor Petra, as a matter of fact, last 2 weeks ago, I said to her mom, when you speak to Petra, tell her that we are now in the 21st century.
Yeah.
She tried bringing us up, but we were not ready.
Yeah, yes, we're
ready. We understand it, but we were not ready. This thing was too foreign for us.
Yeah.
And totally out of our control. So anywho, so we lost Petra. But so that when Kimber came in, we were now a little bit more familiar and saw how it worked. And so
he's a little bit more open to it at that point, right?
Very open to it. We had a little banner, so, and she got this.
Yeah.
You understand me? We can't even find the little banner.
Somebody probably burned it.
No, somebody bought it and never brought it back. So that's some, it's a souvenir somewhere. And so she brought us, but not kicking and streaming this time.
Yeah, yeah.
We were willingly came in to see how new things are going to be done with the media that is given to us. And so when we would send out, sit on the telephone and send out 1,000 letters of invitation, this was going out by via email and all of these things. And then money was collected, and then you had e-transfer. Up to now, I don't trust e-transfer. No, I sent $15 to somebody by e-transfer. It went into a wrong account. It took me a year to get back. I didn't get back 15, I got 12.
But all you had to do was go to your pendant and delete it.
Next lesson, I'll get e-transfer. But everything now is e-transfer anyhow. But what I'm saying is that it has been a wonderful ride.
Right.
From ancient times into the modern times, you know what I mean? And we are enjoying the ride. Not that we didn't have... I'm all around the world with this. Not that we didn't have computer. You know when we were learning computers? Doug Lloyd, you know what was... You remember Dow? Dots? What was the name of the computer?
Dots.
We did it with DOS.
With the floppy disk.
But nobody had a computer. So
yes, we could learn
here. We could not. And then Mr. James, what's her name? Yolan James Dan.
Yeah, yeah.
He brought us a little bit into with the modern technology. And then we had Mr. Foley. So we had quite a few. But Mr. Foley did not want to go beyond Windows 7.
That's killing me.
I don't believe in Windows 8. It is not good. So he got stuck in Windows 7. Even when they stopped supporting it. Yeah. So then we had to drop him because...
The trials and tribulations of the seniors and the connectedness. But it's beautiful to see that you guys are still involved in with Whipcraft after all these years. Yeah. You guys have all these stories. And I think that's the best thing about being involved in the Black community, that we have all these stories that we can look back and we can laugh at the good times and at the bad times. And you guys have many more to come. You know what I mean? Listen, we just getting started. I'm telling you, man, Elizabeth is a treasure trove of stories, man. I can't wait. I'm going to do a whole 8-part series with Elizabeth, man. It's going to be in-depth. Because it's very important that, especially like young guys like myself, come and get you guys' stories. Because you guys have seen so much. You know, there's so much knowledge to get from there. Right. And to just kind of be blasé about it, I think is irresponsible, especially in the Black community. So listen, I'm here, man. And I'm the best at this, so I'm the right guy. Well, listen, thank you, seniors. You guys are great. If you guys come to the West Island, please ask for Elizabeth. She's the staple. And if you want to get connected with the seniors, Doreen is your seniors coordinator.
And it only costs $30 a year.
20.
It went down.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Faced with sickle cell anemia, the solution is in our blood. It's a matter of genetics. The more people from the Black communities who give blood, the better our chances to find compatible donors to help those affected by this disease. faced with sickle cell anemia, we can't leave anyone behind. We have to donate. So don't wait. Book an appointment today at hemequebec.qc.ca because giving is in our blood.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Well, I guess you're going to intro yourself. I don't even know your last name. I think it's Shane Antonio. I have this famous story.
The fishes?
Shit. Yeah, Shayna knows. It's been written down in classic history. Montreal, my city, I have a famous story. When we were teenagers, me and my man Mikey D went to a famous house party. And I happened to be at Shayna's house. And it always stuck in my mind, because, you know, me and Mikey D were from uptown. We were from the hood at the time. And it always stuck in my mind, Shayna's mom had a pond in front of the house. And in my 35 years, I still think about that pond. I don't know why. But when I get my lake house, I will have my pond as well, just like Shayna's mom. Now, Shayna Thornhill is one of the most accomplished black ladies in the city. I think she has like 18 different degrees. She's a webmaster. She's the organizational guru. She redid the whole WIPCA website, so thanks to you. It's nice. It's easy. It's friendly. We like user-friendly things.
Thank you.
But you're also the architect of the Senior Surf, which in my opinion is the most benevolent position in WIPCA. It's one of the hardest positions in WIPCA. You not only have one senior. How much seniors do you do at one time?
The biggest classes that I've had so far, about 22 students.
That's what you call senior students.
Yeah, they're my students. But my average is about 16 per class.
Okay, so walk me through it. Real brief. You know, because, you know, Doreen and them talked about the senior program. So tell me about Senior Surf and how does this come together?
Okay, so especially during the pandemic, we realized that there was a need for the seniors to be able to connect, mm-hmm. to stay online, exactly. and to feel safe. And one of the biggest things that I've noticed is that people are afraid to ask questions when they don't feel like they have a safe space.
Yeah.
Now, the Senior Surf program has seen a lot of evolution since it started.
Since its iteration?
Mm-hmm. So since it first started, that first year, we only wanted 15 students.
Yeah.
Ended up with 18 students. Not all 18 attended, but I was like, okay. So with those 15 students, I think on an average class, I had about 13. And we did the program from September 2020, and we ended right before Christmas.
Yeah.
And what they did at the end of that year, they had a Christmas party on Zoom that they hosted themselves.
Yeah, they did.
Honestly, hanging out with a group of West Indian seniors.
Crazy.
Greatest experience
ever. I tell people all the time, they don't get it.
It's a free comedy show. Yeah. Free comedy show. Like, people are like, oh, you need a lot of patience. No, I get free jokes out of this.
All day.
All day. So after that, the program grew in interest. By the time the next AGM came around, everyone wanted to hear about it. And so we ended up with two levels because there was so much interest. And then there was the group that had already started, and I didn't want to put them back with people that were just starting. So I tried two levels, and that was actually really taxing. And then I actually got sick, had COVID.
Yeah.
Everything was a mess. So I was like, yeah, you know what? We're not doing this anymore.
We're going to do one group.
So we're back to one.
Can we have two Shaynas? Is there a possibility of training another Shayna?
So the thing,
I see you had somebody helping you. You know, my mom is in the Senior Surf as well. I see that at one point you had somebody helping you, right?
So Apple at one point was volunteering and helping us out, but then we lost the contact because she moved on to a different job. And so I was like, you know what? I got to figure out a way to still make this engaging to the seniors, but be able to do it by myself if they're not there. Because when they were helping me, I was able to do breakout rooms.
Yeah.
So put them into small groups and go in and help them individually. But with a group of 16 students, I can't put you in a breakout room unless someone else can lead it. You know what I mean? But now with this round, because we're starting over again and we have different levels of students, what I've started doing is more of a peer mentoring group. So we start the class, we review material we learned the last week for like 10 minutes. Then we learn some new material, and to make sure that they've learned it, I put them into small breakout rooms, and the most advanced of the students lead those breakout rooms, so they get to play games and like solve anagrams and hangman.
What's my friend there, the spicy one, the Spanish one?
Gloria.
Is Gloria a team leader?
Gloria is not a team leader because she keeps telling me no, but Gloria wants to shout out all the answers all the time, and she gets them right. But no, Gloria's not a team leader. My team leaders right now are Erica, Irene, and Roz Frank. They are like, Erica's been using computers for years. Okay. Irene is like the vice president or vice chair of like the Antigua and Barbuda Association. And like, you should see some of these PowerPoint presentations she puts together. I'm like, oh, you're putting me to shame. Okay, cool. So they're really great. And then we come back together, and at the end of every class, we have a quiz show game. And that is the part where they're always like, no, I don't want to go. I'll go next. It's the best. It's like having a group of really eager kids, and I love that about them. I look forward to my Tuesday evenings. People keep talking about the patience. I think because I've been a tutor like most of my life, I just approach this as tutoring a student that like didn't even go to class.
Exactly.
Right? So you have students that go to class, don't get it, and then you have the students that like never been to class. So that's how I do it. And everybody learns differently. Yeah. And it's just a matter of trying to connect to people at where they're at. So
what's going to happen now is that there's going to be a huge influx of people now wanting to sign up for this. Now, listen, don't get mad at the morning detour. You couldn't get a slot on senior serve. My mom is good. Those that are in the know are good. Listen, get down with senior service. And for those of us that have parents that want to get connected, listen, I know a lot of y'all are tired of helping your parents out. Hook them up with Shayna, man. Just do what I do. I pawn my mom on Shayna. And we good. But Shayna, I want to thank you on behalf of the Mondi, on behalf of the black community for your hard work. Because ain't nobody else doing it. You know, try and get the seniors connected. So that's Shayna Thornhill with the senior surf at Whipkin.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Faced with sickle cell anemia, the solution is in our blood. It's a matter of genetics. The more people from the black communities who give blood, the better our chances to find compatible donors to help those affected by this disease. Faced with sickle cell anemia, we can't leave anyone behind. We have to donate. So don't wait. Book an appointment today at hemequebec.qc.ca, because giving is in our blood.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Montreal, my city, we've had a lot of fun in WIPCO over here. Black History Month. Now, education is primordial for a lot of us. You can't move along in life. You make more money if you have further your education. So for some people, like, you know, I didn't have to go to school all the way. But listen, man, I like my paycheck to look beautiful. So I love my education coordinator. And at WIPCO, we have a beautiful lady called Petal. Petal, you are the one with the education. That means you're really smart. So what's your IQ?
Really high.
Petal said IQ is really high. Okay, so what does the education coordinator do at WIPCO?
Well, at WIPCO, we have two programs right now that's part of the education committee.
Right.
The first one is Saturday morning tutorials that I inherited.
It has. It's like you didn't want to do that one.
No. I love doing it. I love the kids.
Right.
They come with so much energy and wanting to learn. Before COVID, it used to be right here at WIPCO, and the kids really enjoyed coming, not only to learn, but also for the community. Actually, it was mainly for the community. Yeah. And so they would sit here side by side, doing their homework with the tutors who generously gave up their Saturday mornings. But then excitement started at break time, at snack time, where they'd run down the stairs, they'd put out the popcorn and fruit, and there'd be lots of laughing and joy, and then we'd ring the bell, and they'd come back up.
It was like a Saturday. It was like Saturday with recess. It's crazy.
That's it. It was like a recess, and they'd come back up and to finish their homework. So it was a successful program, but since COVID, we transferred to online.
Right.
And that, too, has been working very well. The kids show up. This year, though, we are short of mentors. We have a long waiting list of students, but a lot of the tutors are students themselves. And I really think that this year, students are struggling to keep up because of everything that they've
virtual
been
is tough,
through.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, so.
So it's a trickle down effect. Everybody's getting affected. We need more tutors. The tutors are being affected. The kids are, you have a waiting list backed up.
That's right. Yeah, so. Any students listening?
Yes.
Who but you don't have to be a student. Just anyone who is willing to devote a couple hours on Saturday mornings to students who really want to learn and succeed.
Yeah.
That they're waiting for you.
Oh, there's a plethora of students waiting. Okay, no, go.
Yeah, our other program is actually a robotics
club.
That is, it's really awesome. Mark here is the technical brain.
Talk to me, Mark, about this. Now, Mark, you're pulling on my heartstrings here a little bit. Undercarriage used to be this hobby shop. I don't know, a lot of people don't know. I think it's the first time I'm going to say this on radio. But me and my man Jeffrey, we used to build stuff. UNESCO. Yeah, UNESCO. We used to build the little robots. My thing, I've always liked, you know when you watch movies and you see, you know, these rich old men, and they have like the little miniature towns and stuff like that. I'm into that. Not the train sets, Mark. I like the miniature towns where I can make my own bushes, my own parks, but I love building robots. There's something about circuits and using what's it called, the solder?
Soldering.
Oh, I love solder. I can solder all day.
Well, that is one of the many things we're teaching the kids. Yeah. I'm the coordinator of engineering technologies at John Abbott College.
Damn.
And a friend of a friend contacted me about the robotics, and here I am. So I am... I guess I'm coordinating the weekly activities, coming up with the what we're doing every week, whether it's soldering, drill presses, programming Arduinos, all sorts of motor projects.
And all happens right here at WIPCA.
It all happens at WIPCA. We've been given space at DDO, which is nice and central and big. Luckily for us, many of these kids in elementary school are already doing this thing called Scratch programming. And Scratch programming is a... block-based programming where you drag blocks into a workspace and then it creates like an animation. So there are programming for robotics that use the same platform. So they're familiar with the platform, so they just use that, and we program robots through this graphical interface. These are real autonomous robots. No remote control, because that's cheating. These are autonomous self-thinking robots. Now, the thinking they do is not a lot of thinking, but it's enough thinking to have them not hit walls or follow lines, which is a good thing. This is our first time around, so we're having to modify, sometimes on the fly, because of the age groups that we get. Now, we get some kids as young as 8,
yeah,
and as old as
19.
So we're modifying. We have to keep the young kids interested. We have to keep the older kids interested. And it's a challenge, let's say, for educators.
But it's wonderful to see how the older kids support the younger kids, because they just don't grasp the concepts as fast, obviously.
Building it is not, I wouldn't say it's hard. I think it's harder for us mentors to come up with something that is entertaining, easy, inexpensive.
Yeah.
Because we have budgets.
Inexpensive is the boy that...
And you're talking to the king of inexpensive.
His middle name is Frugal.
Mark counts it down to the...
You
penny.
Give me a couple of popsicle sticks, a few paper clips, and I'll make something happen.
Okay, Mark's the MacGyver of WIPCA. Okay, see what's going on here.
Yes, we also have a scholarship program.
Yes.
So we invite students getting ready to go into CJEP, mm-hmm. and the university students. They could just go online and on the WIPCA website and get all the details. So the next round is going to be coming up in June. So we need people who are able to tutor French, mm-hmm. English, and other just general academic subjects.
A lot of our mentors that we have, well, some of them are simply creative, others are mechanical engineers, others are electrical engineers, technicians and technologists, are always handy if they have a skill set. But at the same time, you know, the ability to work with kids and just guidance and stuff. So you don't have to be technical. Technical is always nice.
Okay, well, this is great. Better let people know one more time how they can join if they have a child that needs tennis tutoring. And they don't have to be from the West Island, right?
No, absolutely not. Just email education@wipca.org, or you can call WIPCA at the office.
And we're going to throw up the website, the newly refurbished website. Thanks to Shayna. We'll throw that up here on the Morning Detour social medias and all that. Great stuff. You guys are really making some moves here at WIPCA, man. Robotics, tutoring, senior surf. That's like a full thing over here.
Scholarships.
Y'all can need a bigger building soon, because Mark needs to be... Mark's robots need to be in the basement down here.
That's what I say.
He needs his own shop.
We're working on it.
Well, thank you guys so much for being on the Morning Detour.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Morning Detour. on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Faced with sickle cell anemia, the solution is in our blood. It's a matter of genetics. The more people from the Black communities who give blood, the better our chances to find compatible donors to help those affected by this disease. Faced with sickle cell anemia, we can't leave anyone behind. We have to donate. So don't wait. Book an appointment today at hemequebec.qc.ca, because giving is in our blood.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Oceaga 2022, Montreal's beloved outdoor festival, announces its full lineup. Let us know your favorite act to be entered into a draw for a pair of three-day passes. Comment on social media or call the studio line at 514-448-4013 and leave a message to be entered into the draw. We will be drawing three names. Enter before Friday, February 25th at 5 p.m. to win.
But now I want it all. It's already one with the X, what I bought for. For all the times you know, pick up when I called you. I know when I came into this world, I was so blue. So to me, your opinion, now you're your shoes. Don't vex because I say I did it on my own. If I enter fire now, she will not go fool you. I'm telling you back and no, now I'm really so dope. No lie, no cap, God knows. They talk like say you know because you know no. If he was here right now, I'd tell you I ask Campbell. Remember when they said they don't believe in me no more. I was sleeping on the ground on the cold floor. Whole time I was grinding, I've been trying to achieve. Working night and day, you know my people know they sleep. I got every Louis V collection from Virgil. I'm a life of fashion show, no rehearsal. Dior from Kim Jones, Bottega from Daniel. 100K my ring, so I'm not shaking no hands. No, no.
In my stomach, butterfly. Ain't been sane since my brothers died. We woke up like fuck it's never life. Put a hoe above a guy. I had dug deep into your heart and I discovered lies. They gon' tell my story, I'm that nigga what they summarize. I came out a winner, I don't care what happened otherwise. Long nights I remember, we on S to let them cutters ride. Made it out the gutter, can't go back to what I used to do. We just get money, fuck hoes, you know the usual. And this shit forever, can't accept the thought of losing you. Lot of pressure on me from them obstacles I'm moving through.
Remember when they said they don't believe in me no more. I was sleeping on the ground on the cold floor. Whole time I was grinding, I've been trying to achieve. Working night and day, you know my people know they sleep. I got every Louis V collection from Virgil. I'm a life of fashion show, no rehearsal. Dior from Kim Jones, Bottega from Daniel. 100K my ring, so I'm not shaking no hands, no. Can't believe I really came home with a Grammy. I was in the mansion celebrating with the family. You don't come from where I'm from, you may not understand me. Obviously, I never cared about your understanding. Got the biggest honor from Port Harcourt to City. Whole time I was there, I was just looking at my daddy. Felt like nothing else, seeing him as proud as he can be. I get emotional when I talk about my daddy. Who'd have thought I'd take it this far? Did it all with my art, and it came from the heart. Now they take me to court, but it's cool because my Richard Mille is not worth half a mil, and the price going up, so I don't need no love.
My mom and dad said they don't believe in me no more. I was sleeping on the ground on the cold floor. Whole time I was grinding, I've been trying to achieve. Working night and day, you know my people know they sleep.
I got every Louis V collection from Virgil. I'm a life of fashion show, no rehearsal. Dior from Kim Jones, Bottega from Daniel. 100K my ring, so I'm not shaking no hands no more.
San Shantae, and of course you know I am listening to CKUT 90.3.
The rhymes you're about to hear me recite are dedicated to all of those that bite.
In the case of symptoms similar to those of COVID-19, such as fever, cough, sore throat, loss of taste, or smell, you should take a rapid home screening test. If you test positive, isolate yourself at home and please follow the self-isolation instructions. If you don't have a rapid home screening test, please self-isolate for the recommended period. Visit quebec.ca/self-isolating for complete instructions on how to protect yourself and others. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Oshiega 2022, Montreal's beloved outdoor festival, announces its full lineup. Let us know your favorite act to be entered into a draw for a pair of three-day passes. Comment on social media or call the studio line at 514-448-4013 and leave a message to be entered into the draw. We will be drawing three names. Enter before Friday, February 25th at 5 p.m. to win.
CKUT?
Yeah.
Hey, yo, check this out. This is Flavor Flav, and you're listening to C. Yo, check 1-2. This is Flavor Flavor, Public Enemy. You listening to K? Yo, check 1-2. This is Flavor Flavor, Public Enemy. You listening to CKUT and the place to be from the bottom to the TOP?
Yeah, perfect, man. Thanks a lot, man. Keep doing that. Real heads, keep listening.
If you were all the way live, then step aside.